Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that is music from the SOS band. Sounds of Success, that's what SOS stands for, of course, from 1984. That was No One's Gonna Love You. Good evening to you. It is another Thursday evening. Of course, you know what that means. Yes, it is Throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Fleming, for the next 2 hours. I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul in your ear hole. Yeah, you like that, didn't you? It kind of rhymes, too, when you really think about it, but enough of that. Anyway, we got music on. We got some music on the way. We got some Cut Close on the way. Let's see. We got some Leon Ware on the way. And we got some music from Portrait. So make sure you tune in. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. And check us out every Thursday evening, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., live and direct. Live and direct. And also want to thank everyone for supporting the show on Solar Records Radio on the Facebook page. Make sure you tell a friend to like that. You know how it goes. Tell a friend to like it. Their friend's going to tell a friend. And their other friend's going to tell a friend. And it goes on, so on, and so on. And also want to remind you, if you want to donate to the show, if you want to get some cool merchandise, I have my shirt. Actually, Wardell sending me my shirt and my hat. SolarRecordsRadio.com. Or WardellPottsJr.com. And also, if you want to donate, you can click on the donate button on those websites. And also, we do have a Cash App, Solar Records Radio, all one big word, $ Solar Records Radio. And you can donate to the show. Thank you so much for those who donated to the show. It lets me know you love the show. You love what Wardell does. You love what T-Mar does. You know, you might love what I do. So, I'm just, you know, I had to add myself in that, you know, but it is what it is. I'm just saying. Let's go ahead and get to some music, man. Let's give you a classic, take you back to 1992 from the Juice soundtrack, of course. He is one third of the group Guy. This is Mr. Aaron Hall. The name of the song is called Don't Be Afraid. Keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio. Thank you. Listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that was music from the late, great Leon Ware. Name of the song is called Rockin' You Eternally. Of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Aaron Hall. Actually, I started off the show with Aaron Hall, Don't Be Afraid. What I played before that, well, actually what I played before Leon Ware, getting myself confused a little bit, so bear with me. Terrell, didn't mean to turn you on, played a little bit of that. Here's a cool story. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis was originally going to give it to Janet Jackson. That song of Janet. Just imagine Janet Jackson singing that song. But she turned it down and ended up giving it to Terrell. And it became a hit for her on the Fragile album. Of course, Robert Palmer did it. And a few years later, Mariah Carey did it. And, you know, great versions. Robert Palmer, of course, you remember Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love and all of that. Of course, I want to say the Hot Station, no, the Power Station. Remember, this had the song called Feel the Heat, Some Like It Hot. Anyway, he did his version, which was also, if I'm not mistaken, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis in 1985 or 1986. So, but you know, I always go back to the originator, the lovely Miss Sherelle. Saw her and Alexander O'Neill perform here about, I think, 2011. And I always thought that Alexander O'Neill was, like, real tall. I think he's, like, only 6 feet tall. And here I am saying only 6 feet. Here I am 6'2 and a half, 6'3. But still, I always thought he was, like, I mean, he just seemed so tall in the music videos. And he would come, you know, when he would perform, he'd perform out to the crowd. He'd walk out to the crowd, sing, you know, "You're a fake." Well, he wouldn't point at nobody. He was singing fake, but he wouldn't really point at anybody. But you get my point. He's out there engaging with the listeners, with the fans. And he did, I think, "What's Missing" and "If You Were Here Tonight" and whatnot. But he was just kind of engaging in the fans. And he walked next to me, you know, gave me a pound and everything and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, he's a short guy. Well, I mean, 6 feet ain't really short, but I thought I was shorter than he was. I thought he was 6'6 or 6'7. But, you know, you see the videos, he's just so tall. But anyway, that was tell my little story, you know. Every now and then I go off tangent and give you some useless trivia about, you know. But anyway, no, the actual song was going to be given to Janet Jackson, and she turned it down. But hey, all things happen for a purpose. You know, there's a purpose for all things that happen. So it is what it is. Maybe Janet will, you know, it's always like, what if Sherelle sung Pleasure Principle, you know? But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Well, guys, we got about an hour and a half left. Of course, we got plenty of time to jam with you. I'm going to be here until the 10 o'clock hour Eastern Standard Time. Again, make sure you tune in every Thursday, Throwback Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to go ahead and keep this music going, man. I every now and then, you know, I say 70s, 80s, and 90s. And every now and then, I like to give you a couple of 2000 stuff, you know, every now and then. And I want to go ahead and give you a classic from one of my favorites from 2003. When he first came out, man, he was just a beast. He had this raspy southern drawl. And that first album, Cornbread, Fish and Collard Greens, was just an amazing song. Of course, what you hear in the background, this is Anthony Hamilton coming from where I'm from. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked.
Guess I didn't make bail. Got time and a story to tell. Started when I was 9 years old. Woke up and daddy was gone. I started hustling and they couldn't tell me nothing. Running in the hood trying to be somebody. My soul was on empty. I was searching for something. Tried to be good. Tried to keep from trouble. Living too fast, trying to make good on a hustle. Sometimes it get rough.
Coming from where I'm from,
times got hard. Guess I found it. 5'3", like brown skin. Coming from the university. Nighttime, looking kind of lovely. Didn't know she had much change. Down the ride out, even take the train. Even take her to a poker game. Top notch, fried chicken and douche. Try to be good. Try to treat you like a lady. Try to be a friend. Not that you were shady. It's time to get lonely.
Coming from where I'm from, I'm from.
Nothing what they seem to be.
Coming from where I'm from, I'm from.
Time to get a little angry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
pray a little bit too much. I'm get a little. Can we pretend that from now on there is no yesterday? Paint a portrait of tomorrow with no colors from today. There's a light that shines in your face sometimes that takes my feelings, wrap them around your knees. But there's a shadow that makes my feelings turn back in on me. Can we pretend the pain is gone and go our merry way? Paint a portrait of tomorrow with the colors bright and gay. There's a light that shines in your face sometimes that takes my feelings, wraps them around your knees. But there's a shadow hiding in your heart sometimes that makes my feelings turn back in on me. Can we pretend?
Yeah.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, music from Cut Close and Keith Sweat. Of course, that is from 1994's Get Up On It. Also, it was a Keith Sweat song. It was on Keith Sweat's album, and I think it was on Cut Close's debut album in 95. So technically, that is Cut Close, Get Up On It, because that's what you hear. You hear most of them doing their thing, and Keith too. But, hey, they're on equally, they're on their each other's albums. So, and plus, Keith Sweat produced them. And anyway, from 1994, Get Up On It, Cut Close and Keith Sweat, or Keith Sweat and Cut Close. Then before that, from 1974, from the album Adjustments, music from the late, great Bill Withers, Can We Pretend? And, of course, started off the block, classic, 2003 classic from Mr. Anthony Hamilton. Name of the song is called Coming From Where I'm From. Can't even say the words. You know, it is what it is. We got a little time to jam with you guys. Of course, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. I'm Don Fleming every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing the old school R&B, funk, and soul. Yeah. You know what? I'm in a disco mood. So let's go ahead and keep the music going. We've got about an hour and 16 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Let's go back to 1977. Give you a little salsa disco from the group First Choice. This is called Dr. Love. Give you a little Philly soul. It's called Dr. Love. Keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
He's got the potion and the motion. When I'm feeling love, when my love starts to flow.
Make you well again. Dr. Love,
giving you a nice little disco vlog. Of course, that was music from The Silver Connection from 1975, Fly, Robin Fly. Before that, from 1977, Odyssey, Native New Yorker. I love that. It's a roller skating jam. I grew up listening to that. That is a beautiful song. And I also remember the Good Times episode where everybody had the little talent show, and Thelma did a little dance routine off that song. You guys remember it. Of course, started off the block for that same year, 1977, giving you a little Philly soul, soul soul, from the group First Choice. Name of the song is called Dr. Love. Got about 1 hour, 3 minutes left of the show. Of course, plenty of time to hang out with me. Of course, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for supporting the show. I hope you guys got a chance to check out Wardell's, I call it his afternoon drive. Of course, his two Throwback Thursday shows. Throwback Thursday, Wardell's afternoon drive from 3 to 5 p.m. And, of course, mine from 8 to 10 on Thursday. So we talked about, and a good topic today. Hopefully we get Wardell on. We talked about music streams versus buying albums, you know, downloading music with Apple Music and things like that, versus like going to the store and just buying an album. And it was pretty insightful, man. Wardell kind of gave you his point of view. Of course, being in the industry, I'm always fascinated by his take on it and his take on, you know, things like that. And it was pretty insightful. Hope we'll get back. He'll get on the lines. I'm going to troll him for a second and see if I can get him on the phone lines and hang out with me. And we kind of continue on that conversation for those who didn't get a chance to hear it. Get a little recap of it, because, I mean, what he said was amazing. Again, I love listening to the wisdom, listening to what he has to say, because, again, he was in the game. So, but anyway, you know, I hope you like that little disco block, because I liked it too. I liked it so much I played it. But anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going, giving you some classic UK soul music from the group 52nd Street. Tell Me How It Feels. Keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
I'm
sing kala bam bam. Do you go to all Jamaican? Do the different style, different fashion. You know? Can we say one thing Nancy can't understand? Who one thing Nancy can't understand? One thing they might talk about me ambition. Say one thing who they might talk about me ambition. Can we say some of them ask me where me get it from? Say some of them ask me where me get it from? I told them no no it's from creation. I told them no no it's from creation. Bam bam hey yo.
Tell me say one thing, Nancy can't understand.
You're listening to Solar. You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course. That is music from Confunction. Yeah, classic Confunction from 1985. I'm Leaving, Baby. Had to hook that up for a friend of mine. She's leaving, baby. That's corny. That is so corny. But I had to do it. Shout out to her. She knows who she is. Of course, before that, gave you a little reggae from Miss, or Sister Nancy. Bomb Bomb, I love that. One of my favorite reggae songs, of course. Hip hop embraced it and using that as a sample, but I always go back to the original 1982. Of course, Sister Nancy, Bomb Bomb, and of course, started off the block, a little 52nd Street, little soul from across the pond. Tell me how it feels. Got about another 48 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you can't tune in live, make sure you go to Solar Records Radio on the Facebook page. Like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. You can check out it on the playback and let me know what you think. I am posting on the page the list of songs that I'm playing on the show, and hopefully you'll like it. I want to be liked. Anyway, SolarRecordsRadio.com or WarnellPodsJr.com if you want to support the show by getting some cool merchandise. If you want to donate, click on the donate button. Also want to remind you, we do have a cash out, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word, and you'll be able to donate to the show. Man, again, 2023. Everyone loves, people love the direction we'll be going with this show. Again, we have a variety. Wardell has the jazz and blues and indie, and we do the old school, and then he does the pop music on Saturdays. And of course, you get that word on Sunday. And, of course, T-Mod does what he does. And it's just amazing. Of course, we have archive shows of our friend who's an ancestor, Mr. Goldie Mac. Of course, as a matter of fact, tune in tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're going to have an archive episode of Goldie Mac's Cosmic Flapjack. So, guys, make sure you tune in there and check out the show that way. Anyway, keeping the music going. 1992, one of my favorite songs from actually my freshman year in college, a long time ago. That is Here We Go Again. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio. Keep it right here.
Good to say. takes so long to come to me. Oh, baby. And love, love, your love. Tell me where you hiding from me all the time. Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissed and someone knew deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do.
Mina.
You're listening to Soul Art Records Radio. Of course, this is what you call a phenomenon. Every now and then, you do a 3-song block. Actually, this was a 4-song block from 1980. Of course, music from the lovely Miss Stephanie Mills, "Sweet Sensation." Of course, produced by James Entube and Reggie Lucas, and also played keyboard was none other than a friend of the show, Mr. Hubert Eaves III. Of course. We had him on the show last summer. What an amazing, amazing brother. Got to have him back on. Got to have his son on. His son, Hubert Eaves IV, is a very accomplished jazz artist. So definitely got to get him on. But let's go ahead and do the 4-song recap. Of course, what you just heard, Sweet Sensation by the lovely Miss Stephanie Mills. Before that, Stacey Ladislaw from 1982, Attack of the Name Game. I love that song. I love the hip-hop feel to that song, of course, from 1982. Before that, from one of my favorite, all-time favorite albums, 1973, Extension of a Man, Mr. Donny Hathaway, the late, great Donny Hathaway, Love, 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 and started off the block, Little Portrait from 1992. Here we go again. Got 26 minutes left of the show, and of course, I got my brother in rhyme, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr., hanging out, man. I had to troll you a little bit. Call him like, what the hell?
John, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Dude, I didn't even, all the notifications, and I didn't get one of them. How crazy is that? And, you know.
You saw the tag, though, did you? You saw the tag.
I saw all the, everything you said you did, I saw it. I went through it, I was like, oh my God, why didn't I get the notification? And it's not that my phone is on, you know, the mute or anything, because I'm working on the phone, sitting here, I'm doing, getting all my stuff together for my album. And I'm so working on this, just working on it. And did Don call, something just happened. You called me, and I was like, what? What? Oh, my God. I didn't even realize what time it was, so I'm so sorry. And so that's why I said, no, I didn't get anything. I didn't get anything. And I started looking, going through it. I was seeing everything, the text message, the tag, just everything you said you did. And I, you know, so. But anyway, you must have had a great show.
I had great music, man. On the show. And I talked a little bit about, as far as just the subject, I didn't get into it in depth, but I talked about, you know, of course, I call it your afternoon drive. And what we did, we talked about, you know, streaming music, you know, downloading singles versus going and buying the album. And I mean, you had a great conversation about it, man, and you gave great insight on it. And in a way, can you abbreviate what you had said earlier on the early show for those who are just tuning in?
Okay, so ask the question so I can answer it, because they don't know what the question is.
I got you. We'll go ahead and do it formally. I guess the question that I asked earlier was, in your opinion, of course, you being in the industry and being at ground zero, I'll call it ground zero, as far as the technology of digital streams, you know, Apple Music and things like that, and people buying singles, was it better, in your opinion, is it better to do that now? Was it better back in the day when people were buying albums and you didn't have that accessibility of the net? You brought in some great insight from your perspective.
Well, so thank you for the question again. And I won't be able to quote myself, but I have to say that my feeling is still exactly the same as it was earlier today. And that, and so my response is that I understand the single thing. You know, what happened to people, what happened to us as consumers when, you know, we look for a certain quality from our artists that we are fans of. And when they start to disappoint us, you know, it's a hard thing to take, because we are invested in those artists and we believe in them, but the quality of the music started suffering. And I have to say, there's a reason why that happened. And there's a reason why we as artists allow that to happen. And that is, the industry started changing. And when the industry started changing, the record companies started saying, and this is I have a long answer, so hopefully I can get through it real quick. But
we got
so
time.
The industry started, okay, the industry started changing. And when the industry started changing, I mean, this is what they did. You know, they were like, well, listen, we know that we can get, you know, you could, as a lot of the guys have studios at their homes now, so we don't want to pay as much for a recording budget, as we used to do. So can we get it cheaper? And so what happened, they started getting with us and started paying us less and less to give them the same quality. But you know the saying, you get what you pay for, right? And so they were thinking, well, since everybody got studios at home, why should I give you the money for a big studio someplace else, you know, when you could just do it at home and give us the same thing? And then they would say this, can you give us one of these? Can you give us one of these? What that means is give us a song that sounds like this song that's out right now, that's really hot. Give us one of those. Give us one of those. And so not only did they cheapen, see, the record industry did this to themselves. This was self-destruction on the industry. Nobody else's fault but the industry. They did it to themselves. And so they made it. They was like, listen, give us that. We want this kind of song, and we're only going to get it. So it's as opposed to giving somebody $40,000 to go in the studio to record a song, they want to give you $5,000. Well, it's like the producer is like, I'm still doing the same amount of work. I'm just not driving someplace. And so what happens is that the producer is now, with the money, instead of hiring other musicians to come in and play, he just plays all the stuff himself because he has sequences. They got the computers. And so they start doing everything themselves. And what happens ultimately is that the quality of the music suffered. And when it suffered, the people, us, the listeners, didn't understand. See, I'm on both sides of it because there's a lot of artists out there that I love. I'm fans of too. And so we, the art, people that, well, I can't put myself in this position because I understand the difference. But a lot of people don't understand what went wrong. They just know something's not quite the same. It's not the same. And so they can't put their finger. And so they started getting, they were like, well, I'm not going to pay for all that for a whole album and only one or two good songs on it. So then that's when the single thing started taking off. And everybody, all of a sudden, it was all about the singles. But it took a while to get there, but then that became the thing. But let me just explain, the single thing is nothing compared to the album thing, because the album thing, you get the whole experience of the artist. You know, you get to know how they feel about a slow song. They get to know how they feel about a medium tempo song. You get to know what they're feeling about this up tempo song. You get to feel all the stuff in one record. One record, right? But you could have one record that's only one song, and that's kind of boring, because after you heard that about 15 times, you're kind of done with it, right? But an album, so many songs on it, you could just, what was that saying? You say again, press and play. You just put it there and let it go. And it just...
Press play album.
And so, and the other example that I use is like going into a restaurant and getting something with just, give me a bowl of grits. You get your grits. But then, or you can get grits, bacon, eggs, sausage, your orange juice. Like, whoa, that's what I want, because you have a much better experience. And so that's, to me, albums will always be better than a single. Always, because you get to enjoy the whole experience. And that's what we're missing. And I'm so glad that people are now starting to, they're like wanting to go to albums again. And so that's why I said to the record company, they said, do you want to do singles or you want to do an album? I said, I want to do an album. And so that's, you know, what I'm doing is an album, because I want that whole album experience, because I want to, on my album, I want to talk about God. On my album, I want to talk about loving a girl or loving a guy, you know, or just love in general, right? Just love in general, but not a godly love, but the human experience of love between one another, right? And then I want to also talk about, you know, maybe some political stuff that I want to share. So I get to mix it all up. Whatever it is that I want to do, I get to do it, you know. And so, and that, you know, so that's why I want to do an album. So there you go. That's my long answer to your very good question.
Oh, man. I think, you know, that is, again, that is a great, that was great insight. And we got about 60 minutes left, but I got to ask this too, because you touched on something on the earlier show also. You had mentioned about music videos and the song and something to the effect of, I'm paraphrasing, but you get what my point. I think you had mentioned something to the effect of, you know, does it always seem that the video, or is it okay for the video to kind of outshine the song itself for people to have the love for it? You know, sometimes people may not like the song until the music video come out. But you expounded on that take, and man, if you can talk a little bit about that, man, and kind of just get the listeners' juices flowing as far as just your knowledge on this, man.
Well, you know, there's like the visual thing is great, and then you have the audio thing. So audio versus video,
yeah.
It's almost not really fair, but just think about it. We've always been audio when it comes to music, right? And then when videos came in, you actually got to see the person singing
yeah.
the song outside of a concert in your own home, in your living room, and you know, your bedroom, you're sitting there looking at them performing. That was just an amazing opportunity, right? And it's like a gift on top of the song. I get to actually see the artists do their thing. And so it's no more imagining what they look like. It's right there in your face. And so, but you know, there's times when a song will come out and it won't be so good, right? It's like, it's cool, that's cool.
Mm.
You know, yeah. Let me check out some more. Let me check out some, you know, other songs on the record or whatever, you know. And then you may go, oh, my God, this other song, this third song is the bomb. You know, and you'll find, if you seek, right? And so, but let's go back to that first song that came out that wasn't that good. But they did a video to it, and you got to see the person. And you go, whether it's the lead singer or the background or just the atmosphere or the dancers moving the way that they're moving, you could be attracted to it because of something else. The video thing gives you that option to be attracted to the song for other reasons than the music, you know, than the song. And so that's, like, that's good in a way because it helps to pull people over. So sometimes the video will be better than the song, and they will help to sell the song, you know, and help to bless that project. So, you know, so to me, I think they work hand in hand.
Wow.
The video versus.
That's a great assessment. That's a great assessment because, again, we had talked about the big budget music video, you know, because you talked about video and audio as far as just the differences and what catches people's eye versus what catches their ear. I think what you may call the eargasm of having, you know, that album and listening to it and loving it, to me, you know, the music video and a very well, again, it's all objective. This is my opinion. I think when you think about, we talked about Michael Jackson Thriller, for example. Again, we got about 12 minutes left. I want to go ahead and just kind of expound on this a little bit. You talk about, you know, Thriller and how, you know, the revolution, that whole TV revolution, the MTV revolutionizing the music video. And at the time, a lot of black artists weren't being played on MTV. And, you know, because middle America would be, you know, people would fear, you know, think middle America would be scared, or middle America isn't ready for those, you know, for a Prince or whatever. That was the that was the conventional wisdom. So I think Billie Jean was the first album or first song I think that came from the album, and they actually refused to play it. And I think it wasn't until, if I'm not mistaken, Walter Yetnikoff, I think the president of CBS Records, threatened to pull their whole catalog from MTV. And it was a lot of music that MTV basically played, whether it was rock or whatever, rock, pop, whatever. And he once he did that, and MTV played Billie Jean, and I guess the rest was history. It was a great video. It was a great visual. The effects of the video, I think the tiger, the meaning of the video. And then until 2 years later, when Thriller came out, the big budget video where it was like a mini movie, you know, with the dance off with the demons or the zombies or whatever you want to call it. That was something to see. I felt that. I was just saying, when you saw that video, to me, that just took that Thriller album, although that album sold over close to 50 or a little over 50 million records, because of the revolution of the music video. And Michael Jackson was pretty much the king of that. So, but go ahead,
well,
man.
Let me explain to you how much of a king Michael Jackson was. So the record company fought with MTV to put Michael's video in, or we're taking everything off. Right? So they said, okay, fine. They put him on, and it exploded. It was just great. Everybody's okay, I guess it's not best. It's great. So then Michael works on his next album, Thriller, and then, you know, it's like, well, okay, so we want to do the video to this next song, but it's going to cost this much. And the record company's like, no, we're not paying that. And so then they sat down and had a big meeting about it, you know. Said, Michael's like, well, I want to have this guy. I want to have, you know, he had the best. Yeah, what's his name? The director of all these movies, directed the movie, and had what the brother that had that deep voice. I had him on. So he had big money he had to pay for his vision of what he wanted to do. And the record company just said at the end of the day, I'm sorry, we're not going to pay for a video, that video. We're just not going to do it. And so then Michael said, okay then, so I'll pay for it and I'll own the rights. Fine, go ahead and do it. And then it came out, it was so big, and the record company's like, what did we do? How did we let that go? So they kind of messed up again, because they actually was the ones that got Michael the exposure, and it was just blew his career. It just started going crazy, and then they didn't support it. How do you build him up? And then he says, okay, this is you don't trust your artist. You're going, oh, now you're just getting carried away, son. We're not going to do that. That's just over the line, above the, you know, no one's going to do that. And he says, okay, I'll pay for it myself then, and I'll own it. Okay,
right.
Michael owned it. He made all that money. I was like, whoa, they screwed up so bad. They never fought with him again about a video. But that's just the same, man. It's just history, right? I just wanted to share that, because it's like, what? Are you kidding me? You know, and that was a lot of money. I forgot, what's a big director's name? Steven Spielberg did the video.
Yes, he did the video?
Steven Spielberg. Yes. It's like, you know it's going to cost. You know it's going to cost a lot of money to get him. Because you said, remember you said, it was like a little movie. Yeah, because it was. He had a movie director in there, but doing the video. So it's just amazing, man. Rest in peace, Michael. We're talking about you so much, brother. He just because he's made so much musical history, you know, even before videos were the stuff that they had on him as a little kid and his brothers and all that stuff and the Ed Sullivan Show and all those breakout things. And he is also responsible for me wanting to be a musician, wanting to be a drummer. The Jackson 5 is, I can't give Michael all the props, but when I saw the Jackson 5, that was it for me. I was like, that's what I want to do. I saw those drums. I want to be up there behind those drums just like that guy. That was it.
Well, so, hey, there you go.
Anyway.
Well, let me say this. I want to make a quick correction. It was John Landis. John Landis directed the Thriller video. Of course, John Landis did American Werewolf in London, and I think he did Trading Places, Coming to America, I think he did the Blues Brothers. So I just wanted to go, and he also directed the Black and White video, Black and White, Michael Jackson. So I just wanted to go ahead and make that quick correction. I'm like, Steven Spielberg,
thank you.
Yeah, it's all good. No, man.
Yeah,
it's good. Remind the people. We got about 6 minutes left of the show. Remind the people what's coming up tomorrow.
We're celebrating the sale of the Los Angeles Rockets at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Whisper, Shalimar, Lakeside, Dynasty, Collage, Midnight Star, and did I say Climax? And so we're going to just have a good time. So come hang out with us and, you know, be blessed. Man.
Awesome, man. Time flies, man. We had fun. The last few minutes as far as having you, give just that in-depth insight on, you know, the streams and the albums. I mean, you never know. A lot of people are yearning for great music. And, you know, like we mentioned earlier, a lot of kids who kind of go back and go to YouTube and look at these videos, and they're seeing these albums on Apple or whatever, these albums that are streamed on the internet or whatever, they'll go and check out that whole album, or they'll check out the whole album on YouTube. And so it's so crazy that the young people that I do talk to, they look at me with this bewildered look on their face, and they're like, how come music today, and again, this isn't the rag on today's music, don't get me wrong, but the ones that, from my vantage point, a lot of the kids will come to me and just like, oh man, I just heard Midnight Star, I've heard Atlantic Star, I've heard Shalimar, I've heard all of these groups that my grandparents or my parents listened to. And I'm just going down this rabbit hole and confunction and they're like, wow, why is the music today just terrible? And these are their words, and more or less just a couple of expletives, but it's just, again, it's like, why? And again, that's another topic down the road. But again, I just wanted to just let you know that you guys are getting your flowers. And especially you guys who are still with us, you aren't quite ancestors yet, and we just want you guys to receive your flowers. And we're very I'm very appreciative when I hear these type of stories, man. But anyway,
he looks like Steven Spielberg. I'm going. I thought that was Steven Spielberg, but I'm looking at this. I'm like, what? I couldn't believe when you told me that's who it was. And now I'm looking at him like, that's Steven Spielberg. No, it's not Steven Spielberg.
It's all good. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. For What Else Lies Jr., I'm Don Fleming. You guys have tune in tonight. An archive show of a Goldie Max Cosmic Slapjack, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Anyway, we're out. Close it out, little Big Fun by Kool and the Gang. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great Thursday. See you later, 1L.
Good night.
Good night.
The word is out. It's all over town. Your work is done. Time for some fun. Let's get it on. Let's get it on.
Bye.